Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. A little Stevie Ray bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for hanging out with me. And my website's smallbusinessadvocate.com. And then one from my books, go to jimblasingame.com, and you'll find them there. The Age of the Customer, the last two especially, The Age of the Customer and The Third Ingredient. We're having a great visit with our good friend Alan C. CMOtemps.biz is his website. He's one of the top social media marketing experts, marketing period, but also social media on the planet, probably in the galaxy. And so I hope you check out what he has to do there and how he helps his people, his customers. He can help you, too. He works all over the world. Alan, thanks again for being here. We're talking about you're helping us understand.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Well, you're always welcome here, Alan. We're talking about the concept of how you go about making changes. You know, this change management thing has been something I spent a lot of time talking about. Alan, from one of my Brain Trust members, from Rick Maurer, he taught us that it's not enough just to manage change. You have to lead change. And because change is constant, right? We all know that. And so when you're making adjustments to your organization, you really have to take into consideration the human beings, what they have invested in it. And so consequently, this is why having an innovative culture that the process of innovating is by definition deconstructing, right? If you're innovating, that means you've got something new. Well, things are finite, so if there's something new, that means you probably have to drop off something old. And if you want to get that to work, that whole transition to work, it needs to happen internally, organizationally, not from the top, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So the people from Trade Ready Deconstruction and helping me understand this difference between demolition versus deconstruction, actually the four things they kind of look at or helped me work through, which I think directly relate to change management, is this concept of time versus employment, labor versus salvage, disposal versus diversion, and finally the avoided cost versus the incurred cost. And as you were mentioning, when it comes to change management, it involves people. And so this time versus employment. Yes, when you're going through change management, it's tempting to want to rip out and just replace and think that you're going to quickly get the change in place. The thing people aren't taking into consideration, though, is that often that change management involves change to people, and it takes people a little bit longer in order to get their head around the change that's going to come up, which then leads directly into this labor versus salvage. And you mentioned, you know, taking out the old, and this is where I want to make a special point, and that point is around something that I'm seeing more and more of, and maybe I'm seeing more and more of it because I finally myself crossed that 50, you know, years of age. In fact, I just turned 60. So, but this is this idea of ageism or age discrimination. And in going through this change management, I'm seeing too often that people who automatically are of a certain age or have so many years of employment with the company are automatically, without given a second thought, thrown under the bus.
Yeah.
Or they're, you know, demolished.
Even though they have the institutional knowledge, even though the fundamentals of the business are second nature to them, that will take the people replacing them 30 years to acquire.
Amen, brother. And it, you know, it's not only that, but there's this assumption that just because they're over a certain age, that they haven't been lifelong learners, that they haven't kept up to speed with things. I mean, I appreciate the accolades, you know, you gave me, but I'll have to tell you, oftentimes I sit across the desk from somebody and they look at me and they go, "Oh, you're older than I thought. I had no idea someone like you could have 90,000 Twitter followers."
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah, you should see the kids who look at me. And they wonder, how could you be teaching me something about technology?
right. Or I can't believe you do podcasts. I wouldn't even think you knew what podcasts were.
Exactly. Yeah. Never mind that I invented it. Yeah. Yeah. I hear you. So, I hear you. This is a real problem. What we're talking about right now is a real issue right now. With when I talk about fundamentals, I really worry that a lot of organizations are not in deference to trying to be new and exciting, and they actually are throwing out fundamentals with the things that actually should be thrown out. What do you think? And that includes people.
Most time is the people, and it's not only that aspect, but people are living longer. The baby boom generation was very large in comparison to the generations that are following. And so, as you said, they're throwing out the institutional knowledge that there's just not going to be a way to replace that if they don't start giving their strategies a second thought.
Exactly. CMOtips.biz. I got to wrap it up, Alan. Thank you for helping us understand and get comfortable with the concept of, folks, innovate, deconstruct, don't demolish when you're making changes in your business. Alan taught us that. Alan C., ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.